my grandmother on my dad's side, she's passed away 10, 11 years ago. The house has since been sold to a law office, Jeff, who, he's a very nice man, and we're now friends with him, but, that house, for some reason, the storytellers say that when there's a heated argument in there, that the water pipes will burst and flood, or the faucet will automatically turn on and start. And it's totally made up, because I've been in there and I've been in a heated argument in that house. And it's interesting to go around and, you know, these storytellers, if I'm with the group and they don't know that I know everything that's going on in that house since I was, you know, 2 years old, and I should call out, "Hey, Laya! Laya!" But
are they true ones?
What?
That you think might be true?
Not that I'm... one that many people don't know about, and because the my parents' house, which they built a house in the historic district, across from my grandmother's house, it's built to look historic, but it's only 7 years old or so. So we know that no one's been slain in the house, you know. But I've actually stayed there when they were gone, and I heard footsteps walking up the steps, and it was kind of creepy, because they had told me about it, and then I actually heard it. There's a story, the most famous one is at what is now the public house, which used to be the funeral parlor in historic Roswell many, 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 many moons ago, back during around the Civil War. About these two lovers that had died, and they were there, and evidently they're ghost spirits are there or something. I mean, but I haven't had any confrontation with them. They don't want to mess with me.
Okay, in the history of Roswell, there were mill towns and stuff. Does your family go back to that area, that time period?
No.
No.
No. My grandparents moved here in 20s or 30s. Some about Roswell King moving here and thought, hey, it'd be a good place for a mill, and basically started the town.
Do you know when and why the mills and things like that closed in Roswell?
Well, during the Civil War, and I don't think it was active after the Civil War, but during the Civil War, when Sherman's troops marched through, they were burning everything pretty much, spared a good bit of Roswell, but went down to the mill, and actually at that time, they flew the Confederate, or I guess they weren't Confederate soldiers, but the people working the mill, flew the Yukon Jack over the mill to distract them, so they would think, oh, this is part of a British colony or something like that. It worked for a little bit, but then they discovered that CSA was stamped on the machinery, and they later find out that they were making uniforms for the Confederate soldiers there, which the uniforms, they were gray, as you know, and it was actually termed as Roswell gray. Then that's when they destroyed the mill, and I don't believe it was ever a working mill past that. There was maybe something after that, but I don't think so.
Okay.